This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 45 days ago. The name of the company is Tectonic Metals, Inc., and you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TETOF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol TECT. With me today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Tony Redda. Tony, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Tony, bring us up to speed before we get into the Q&A. Just a little bit of what you guys are doing up there, especially in the Tibbs Gold Project up there in Alaska. Give us just a little bit of an elevator pitch of who you guys are, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Most definitely, and thank you once again. Tectonic Metals, Inc., is really about mineral exploration and finding the next gold mine. So we've assembled a team that has done it before, not only geologically, but also with the capital and the corporate side of things. We've executed and were quite successful in our previous endeavor, which was called Kaminak Gold Corporation. That was acquired in 2016 for $520 million. So the best thing that came out of that sort of experience, in my opinion, is really about the people. You know, regardless of what industry you're in, the people create the value. And so we banded together and formed this company in 2017. We're private for a couple of years. We began being publicly traded in 2019. And we've identified an asset in Alaska called the Tibbs Gold Project, which is about 35 kilometers from the high-grade gold-producing Pogo mine, owned and operated by Northern Star Resources. So this project called Tibbs, we've been grooming it all along for the last couple of years. It was our first acquisition, so I hold it dear to my heart. We've built a foundation where we're now ready to go diamond drilling. And actually, the drill is turning as we speak. We're testing high-grade gold at surface, high-grade gold in previous historical drilling. We're applying, a new geological model, and also applying some of our experiences with gold systems and trying to do things a bit differently and possibly a bit better as well. So this is an exciting year for us because a total of about five or six targets are going to get tested on the property. Some of these targets have never been drill tested before. And when you have, you know, the end in mind, i.e. being a mine, but also you have a nearby analog, we can draw comparisons and build associations and look at what they've done and say, okay, how can we do this? What's happening in our property geologically? How similar is it? And we're quite excited to prove that.
As Tony, as you know, that gold is just a tad bit over 1,800 an ounce, and there's a lot of people in this space in junior mining. What makes Tectonic Metals so special?
Well, I think I kind of alluded to it already. I think it starts with the team. And, you know, a lot of people, when you talk, like, you know, you hear a lot of companies, again, regardless of what industry they're in, talk about, you know, proven, you hear these things like, quote unquote, proven management team, you know, a team with a track record. I think all right. of that is super important. But I think what sets us apart is that we look at these sort of the intangible things, like who we are as people and how we operate. So the ESG side of things, how we impact the communities that we live and operate in. You know, it's not just about finding 5 million ounces. It's about doing that with integrity, honesty, transparency, and where, you know, your big sophisticated hedge fund in New York can find a win if we have success, but also the average Joe, if you will, to use that moniker, in a local village or the First Nation community or Indigenous or Native community, where's the win in this endeavor for them? And also, you know, being respectful of the environment. So I think what makes us special is that we have the wherewithal to sort of tick a lot of those boxes. We take nothing for granted. we put our best foot forward, and hopefully our shareholders can appreciate that we're in this because we want to be here, we're passionate about what we do, and because we care. And I think that's something you don't necessarily always get in the corporate world.
You know, recently you put out the press release on your private placement. How will the proceeds of your oversubscribed recent financing, how will that be used going forward?
Yes. Yeah, so for us, we try to anchor all of our financings with a sophisticated shareholder being the backbone, someone that we can continue to build a relationship with. And in this case, we had a very respected fund backed by a well-known geologist to take a lead order in this financing. We initially announced a $3 million private placement. We ended up raising just over $7 million.
Wow.
And that capital is about executing the two drill programs that I mentioned. I mentioned one of them at TIPS. We're executing another drill program. So this capital is going to be used to specifically go in the ground, find gold, and expose our shareholders to those five or six targets that I mentioned at TIPS, but also another five or six at a different property, also in Alaska, gold focus. So a lot of exposure to potential discoveries, and then again, following up on historical zones of mineralization, expanding them to see if they have multi-million ounce potential.
During your essay's discovery, speaking of discoveries, if you will, how much gold do you think you guys are sitting on?
Well, we don't have a formal resource estimate. This is earlier stage exploration. A lot of the value or wealth created in our industry is when you can go from moose pasture, in other words, something that's never been drilled before, and taking it to a discovery. Discovery doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a mine. It's going from, you know, no gold to gold. And so I can't specifically say how much gold we're hitting on because there has been some success with the drill bit, but we also want to test some new targets that's never been drilled before. So right now, if you invest in Tectonic, you're investing in the opportunity for multiple discoveries.
And how deep are you going down?
We're probably drilling as deep as 250 meters below surface.
And it's going to be an open pit?
Again, we're not at that stage yet to say exactly what it is as far as a mining method is concerned. Like I said, some of these targets have never been drilled before. And so we want to target shallow, high-grade mineralization. The quality of the ounce found, obviously, the higher the quality, the better potential for something economic. So we focus on grade. We focus on targets that have footprints that can indicate multi-million ounce potential. We don't want to focus on anything small. So once the discovery is established, then we look at, okay, how big can this get? And that's through drilling. You do expansion drilling, and then there's engineering, there's metallurgy, engineering studies, how you're going to mine it. So that's, again, down the road. We're not there yet.
So you guys are basically in the first inning of a 13-inning ball game.
I would say, we're toggling between the first and second inning for sure.
Well, before I let you go, what kind of message do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
That's a great question. I think ultimately, I would love if the listeners walked away with an appreciation for who we are as people, and also our conviction, our passion. And, you know, if they walked away and said, you know what, I got to look at this company a bit more, you know, you can visit our website, www.tectonicmetals.com. You can reach out to us via email. That's info@tectonicmetals.com. You know, and if you're interested in getting exposure to gold and that discovery stage, and you want to back a team that has done it before and also has, you know, credibility, respect, for the industry, for the local communities, for the First Nation groups, I think Tectonic is probably a company that you should investigate a bit further.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a mineral exploration company, look no further than Tectonic Metals. Market cap around $22 million American, trading at about 11 and a half cents a share. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TETOF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol TECT. Tony, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully I didn't scare you off. Hopefully you become a regular and come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on up there on the Tibbs Gold Project in Alaska.
I appreciate your time, and I would love to come back. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.